Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back, everybody, to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. We spoke yesterday with a trainer at the Court 1 East in Okemos about getting back into shape, because it seems to be a story that comes around this time of year, and wanted to take it a step farther. On the phone with me now is Cheryl Martin, who is a registered dietitian at Ingham Regional Medical Center. Good evening, Cheryl.
Good evening.
How are you?
Well, I'm very good, thank you.
Very good. So it's a story that comes up every year at this time, and we talked with the trainer yesterday, and my opening question to him was, what if you're a couch potato? How do you even begin the process? And I guess I'm going to start similarly with you. You haven't been watching your diet. You haven't been taking your care of yourself like you should diet-wise. How do you decide how to start, and where do you start?
I think the first thing you need to do is look at what you're doing, maybe make a log of what you're eating for a week or so, and you could kind of see where some of your problems are. Most of the things we do are results of bad habits. We don't overeat so much because we're hungry, but because food's available or we use food for comfort, and those are the things you kind of need to take stock of and decide where you need to make your changes.
I'm guessing if you made a log for a week, most of the people that you see, as all of us, would be just kind of stunned when we see what we're taking in.
It's very telling when you write it down. So much of what we eat, we don't even think about what we're doing. And we actually find that some people, if they take the time to write down what they're eating and how much they're eating, it actually makes them stop eating as much when they actually sit there and write it down. So sometimes that helps people lose weight just in itself.
I was just going to say, I think we just got our first good tip. people are always looking for a quick fix or a magic pill, as it were. Is there any such thing when you're talking about losing weight to be healthy primarily?
No, there really is no fast way of doing it. If you think about how you put weight on, most of us put on weight like 5-10 pounds a year, which is actually we overeat only about 100 to 200 calories on an average per day. And a safe weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week maximum. And sometimes we get a little bit fooled because that first week you lose a lot of water weight if you really go on a diet, and then you slow down and people get discouraged. But, you know, if we lost 5 to 10 pounds a year instead of gaining it, just think how much better you'd be in a couple of years.
Absolutely. We're kind of inundated watching television with commercials about weight loss programs, and I'm wondering how well, you know, some of them really work. Are some of them quick fixes? And you and I had a chance to talk just for a few moments this afternoon, and you said in large part some of those are just after your credit card.
Right, especially those infomercials where they're trying to sell you these fat-burning pills or pills for metabolism. Most of them, if you read the fine print, they haven't been FDA-approved. There's no scientific basis in them. And in a lot of cases, it's just kind of a way to get your credit card on their file. And some of them are actually dangerous, like some of the colon cleanses and things can be dangerous, especially if you have heart conditions, because you may end up with electrolyte imbalances that could hurt your heart.
Now, what about some of the diets that we may see advertised that do work, in your opinion, as a professional?
Well, one of the ones we find that work for a lot of people is Weight Watchers, because a lot of people need support, you know, have a group to help them. And Weight Watchers has several different programs that people can make work for themselves, the point program or the calorie program. And they also have a maintenance program, and that's probably where most of them fall down, the diet programs, because it's the weight gain after you've lost the weight that trips most people up.
Okay. And Weight Watchers works, you feel, largely because of the support that is offered throughout, and it sounds like because you can tailor it to your own needs as well.
Right, along with the maintenance program. And they set realistic goals, I think, for the most part. Some of the other programs where you buy the food, they can work, but they really don't retrain your habits. And, you know, honestly, they can be expensive, and unless you actually stick with the food they send you, I mean, we could still end up overeating if other food's available.
Is it really just back to basics, Cheryl? Is this really just information we kind of already know and just need to kind of focus and get in the zone to do this?
Yes, most of us deep down realize that the only way to lose weight is to eat less calories and to exercise more. In the long run, all the scientific programs show that, but it's not a magic pill. We're not going to lose, you know, 20 pounds in the next 2 weeks, so a lot of people find that discouraging.
And getting there is, as we've briefly touched on, is just half the battle. It's staying there.
Right. And again, I think if people stop looking at dieting and look more at making changes in their lifestyle, that, because most habits, you know, in 2 to 4 weeks, if we can make a change, then it's something you don't have to think about. And that's what you really need to do, is you need to make these changes and you need to make them stick. So you're not always thinking about diet. You just do things automatically.
So you can have a little bit of everything. You just can't have all of it.
Right. Everything in moderation. And if people try to stay away from things they have cravings for, sometimes that makes them want it more. So they'd be better off like eating one piece of candy instead of a whole bag, rather than denying themselves to the point where that whole bag really looks very tempting to them.
Does this really, I've heard, you know, talk about resetting a metabolism. Does that happen in this process?
Your metabolism really is, it's hard to reset. I mean, the only thing you can do is exercise more to burn up more calories. I do think, though, when people do the yo-yo dieting and gain and lose, their body actually gets used to surviving on fewer calories. So the best thing to do is just to make sure you keep your exercise level up along with the weight loss.
So we truly are back to calories in and calories out.
Right. And you can lose weight two ways. You can cut down on calories, you can increase your exercise, or you can do both, and that seems to work for most people.
And you talked, we've got about a minute left, and I think one of the messages we're hearing is, once, you know, pardon the pun, one size doesn't fit all.
Right, and the other thing you have to realize, too, is that, you know, we may, especially for when we get older, we may never get back to our ideal body weight, but most people can find their health improves greatly if they can just lose 10 or 20 pounds and keep it off, even if it's not their ideal weight. And I think sometimes we focus too much on what the ideal weight is.
Sure. Well, Cheryl Martin, registered dietitian at Ingham Regional Medical Center, I certainly appreciate your advice. It's common sense. It's things we know but need to be reminded, particularly when we're making those resolutions for the year. I appreciate you joining us this evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Again, Cheryl Martin, registered dietitian, Ingham Regional Medical Center. We will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this, talking with Pam Curry, who's going to help us figure out our insurance needs this time of year. We'll be right back.